USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis is calling today a dark day after a shooting at a naval base. He confirmed reports that the suspect in the killing of three people and wounding of seven others is a Saudi national who was at the Naval Air Station in Pensacola for training. The Republican governor also says,
when you have a foreign national involved, particularly in that part of the world, the investigation is obviously going to be different than if it were just somebody from a local community. And I think you'll see that as things go on.
The Labor Department says the U.S. economy added 266,000 jobs in November. It's the biggest jump since January, and unemployment rates returned to a 50-year low. Wages grew 3.1%, a bit better than last month, but still not as high as expected for unemployment this low. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred, maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents Lehman and Doug.
Lehman, when we're not telling people that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need, I've actually been moonlighting as a DJ.
What?
Check it! Here's the good part!
Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
The latest report on kids and tobacco is out, and USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Now St. Peter at the Golden Gate, that you hate to make him wait, but you've just got to have another cigarette.
Officials at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say more than 6 million middle and high school students have used tobacco in the past month. A CDC survey finding that e-cigarettes are now the most commonly used products, with traditional cigarette use at its lowest point this year. The survey showing that 1 in 3 high school students and in 8 middle school students are using tobacco. Health experts warn that nicotine is highly addictive in any form and can harm brain development in young people. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Smoke that cigarette.
And global warming activists are causing havoc with traffic in Washington, D.C. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A Texas-based Christian jeweler is challenging the Army's trademark office, which told the company this summer it can no longer display military insignia and Bible verses on the replica dog tags it has sold to service members since the 9/11 attacks. Mike Berry is a lawyer with First Liberty Institute. He's representing Shields of Strength. He joins Fox News and believes
it's absolutely outrageous that all because of an activist group complaint, the Army has told Shields of Strength they can't put inspirational, motivational, and encouraging scripture verses or even just Bible references on these dog tags. And you're exactly right, Ainsley, that nobody, if they want to have one, they should be able to have one.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody who puts their life on the line defending our freedoms should not be able to enjoy those freedoms themselves, and yet that's what we see happening here. And I should add, all because of a complaint, and in the email that the Army sent to Kenny, they said it was because of the negative press that they received that they were doing this to him.
Prosecutors in New York City say Harvey Weinstein has committed monitoring violations, and they want his bail package increased. Defense attorneys Donna Rutano and Damon Serranis say they'll be back in court next week to determine if his cash bail will be increased from $1 to $5 million.
I think the judge is attempting to leave the bail conditions as close to what they already are as he can, given the new statute. So that's what we're going to wait for on Wednesday.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.